My name is Paul Keita. I'm the food and nutrition editor at Men's Health Magazine.
Talking today with Paul Keita of Men's Health Magazine, and hi, Big Daddy. I understand congratulations are in store.
Thank you very much. My baby Theodore was born 3.5 weeks ago. So I am a changed man.
Given the role Men's Health plays in so many men's lives and the role now that Theo is playing in your life, how would you say that the birth of your son has changed how you do your job or the content of the magazine as far as you're concerned?
It's a great question. You know, I've had the good fortune of working at Men's Health for about 10 years now, and my father also works here, Joe. We actually did a story together about 6 months ago in the magazine that was health related. But beyond my actual father, I've had the pleasure of really studying under a lot of father figures here at the magazine. So I won't say that my tenure here at the magazine prepared me for the lessons that Theodore taught me, but it definitely made me appreciate how challenging it is to be a father.
Now, Theo's only a few weeks old, so I would say that you have probably a lot to learn. But what's been the most surprising thing for you about being a dad so far?
Wow, somebody needs to create the new dad workout. That is what I have come to understand, is that, you know, look, I exercise, you know, 4 or 5 times a week, but nothing could have prepared me for staying up late, you know, and rocking him to sleep at 3 a.m. There are neck muscles I never knew existed, Pat. There are shoulder muscles I never knew existed. I think if I had to prescribe an exercise plan for soon-to-be dads, I would do a lot of neck rolls. I would do a lot of squats because, man, do your legs get tired. And I would do a lot of overhead presses to strengthen those shoulders.
And I think your psyche, you have to pull on whatever patience you have, right?
Oh, this is a big one. And, you know, you hear a lot about the mental health of new dads, you know, you hear a lot about postpartum depression for women, but it's also a thing for men, too. And I can understand why. It's because you're really not needed in that child's life. You know, my wife, Megan, is breastfeeding, so I'm just there for emotional support, but I had to find something to do. So I love to cook, right? I've written cookbooks for the magazine. I handle our food and nutrition content. And what I learned early is that if I can nurture my wife, then I can nurture my child by proxy. So I've spent the last couple of weeks, you know, in the little energy I have during the waking hours, creating meals for my wife to eat all week long. And that's really helped her out, and that's given me a sense of purpose.
Oh, that's so nice, Paul. And I guess you've done all the putting together of cribs and all of that. That's already happened.
I'm not so good with that stuff, actually. We live here in eastern Pennsylvania. We've been dealing with some of those storms. And I was asked to go take a battery out of one of the rocking chairs because the storm was coming and we needed a battery for the flashlight. And in a period of 20 minutes, I broke the broke the rocking chair. So I'm sticking to the kitchen for now.
You didn't break the flashlight as well, did you?
No. That would have got me kicked out of the house, I think.
Now, do you think being a dad is going to change the way you actually think about your job at Men's Health Magazine and what your readers will be concerned with, too?
Actually, no. I think the only thing that's going to change is my commitment to bringing readers the best information about how to be healthy people. Because, you know, I am grateful that I have my health and fitness. I could not imagine becoming a new father if I was overweight or obese, or I had sleep problems, or my diet was a wreck. Because I'll tell you flat out, this is the hardest thing that I have ever had to do in my life, is take care of this child for the first 3.5 weeks. Hopefully that improves. But if I didn't have my health and fitness, if I didn't have that reward of living the principles of Men's Health Magazine, I think I would be in a far worse off place.
Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, you know, I would just say that for as challenging as it is one of the greatest joys that I've ever experienced. And there's nothing like looking down at my son and seeing, you know, my eyes in my son and seeing my wife's yawn in my son. There's something almost spiritual about that really keeps you going in almost this subconscious sense. You know, your brain sort of deprioritizes things like sleep and your job, you know, and makes this little thing a priority. It's really magical.